What if I told you that 87% of people who enter a profession quit within their first year, not because the work is too hard, but because they fundamentally misunderstood what the job actually was? Real estate sits at this strange intersection: low barrier to entry, unlimited income potential, yet a staggering failure rate that rivals startups. The problem isn't the market or the competition. It's simpler and more brutal than that. Most new agents think they've landed a job when they've actually just bought themselves permission to build a business from scratch. That license in your hand? It's not a paycheck. It's a hunting license. And if you don't know how to hunt, you'll starve. The math is deceptively simple. To earn $100,000 in your first year, you need roughly one seller closing and one buyer closing per month. At typical commission rates, 12 seller transactions at $250,000 each nets about $90,000, while 12 buyer deals adds another $75,000. Subtract roughly $50,000 in expenses, and you're looking at $115,000. But here's the catch. To generate those 24 closings, you need approximately 280 people in your database whom you contact about 33 times annually. This isn't about memorizing contract law or mastering staging techniques. Success comes down to a single uncomfortable truth. You must become exceptional at finding people who need your help and consistently reminding them you exist. Your first day brings no orientation, no supervisor, and income dependent on strangers trusting you with their largest transaction. When asked, "How many houses have you sold?" don't fumble through apologies. Take control by asking questions first. Try, "I'd like to ask you a few questions for my research," or "Let me write that down and get back to you later today." These phrases buy time to consult experienced colleagues while appearing thoughtful rather than inexperienced. Most agents don't sell many homes either. Opening conversations with sincere compliments about someone's listing or marketing strategy works wonders. Everyone craves recognition. Professional appearance signals trustworthiness before you've earned it through track record. Always overdress for first meetings. Collared dress shirts and slacks or business dresses communicate you're serious about handling someone's life savings. For part-timers, the challenge isn't the schedule. It's demonstrating full dedication despite limited hours. The advantage? You can learn the industry while earning income elsewhere, reducing the desperate pressure that makes new agents accept bad deals just to survive. Your first month won't produce a sale. That's expected. What matters is building the foundation: systems for handling leads, daily habits for generating business, and the skill of talking to people about real estate. Without a boss, your calendar becomes your only accountability partner. Block time for lead generation first thing each morning. This isn't negotiable. Start building your database by exporting phone contacts and identifying missing information. Connect within 30 days, not with a sales pitch, but by naturally offering relevant content. Despite initial reluctance, social media becomes invaluable. People spend over 2 hours daily scrolling. Your job is appearing in those feeds consistently enough that when someone thinks real estate, they think of you. The discomfort of calling people never fully disappears, but it becomes manageable. Start with close friends and family who'll forgive your awkwardness, then work outward. Show homes this first month, even if you're terrified. Each showing builds crucial skills: setting appointments, navigating the MLS, learning inventory, creating content, and generating conversation topics. Consider making 20 voice-to-voice calls daily, mentioning real estate and asking for business. This seemingly small habit will dramatically separate your trajectory from those who quit. Without structure, real estate feels like being dropped in the ocean. The sales funnel creates your swimming lanes through 5 stages: people, leads, clients, contracts, and closings. Each filters to a smaller, more valuable group. Finding people consumes most of your time as a new agent. Your conduct matters immensely. 41% of buyers use agent referrals from friends or family. Your business brand is your personal brand. A lead knows you and wants to buy or sell. Don't waste energy on those who enjoy your expertise but won't transact. As Gary Keller says, if you are a salesperson, you have two jobs: One is your chosen vocation, the other is lead generation. The client stage involves traditional activities, searching MLS, writing offers, showing homes. A client has signed an exclusive agreement. Don't give full attention to those uncommitted, it drains your business. When both parties sign, escrow begins. Master this by putting many people into contract. If a deal doesn't close, you don't get paid, regardless of effort. Celebrate closings publicly. Post on social media, tag clients, send gifts to their workplace, introduce yourself to neighbors, send just sold mailers. Satisfied clients become referral partners, generating your next wave of business. Lead follow-up is where real money flows in real estate. Like chopping trees, you need consistent effort on the same prospects rather than scattered contacts. The numbers tell the story. 80% of sales occur after the fifth contact, yet most agents quit after two attempts. For active prospects, contact weekly for 8 weeks through handwritten notes, follow-up calls, personalized gifts, curated listings, neighborhood statistics, and strategic meetings. Each touch should add value and demonstrate expertise. For cooler contacts, use monthly newsletters, quarterly market updates, and 3 to 4 annual calls. Follow up until they sell, buy, or die. Contacting too often beats not contacting enough. Remember, 70% of homebuyers interview only one agent, so be present when they're ready. Gary Keller's 33-touch system generates referrals by contacting your database 33 times annually. Identify 30 influential people and contact each on their numbered day of the month, asking, "How can I help you?" This reciprocity generates steady referrals. Open houses provide cost-effective buyer access. Use hooks like property tax variations or PMI avoidance strategies to demonstrate value. 4 critical elements determine career success. Commitment requires an unwavering whatever-it-takes mindset, not tentative effort. Courage means facing rejection repeatedly and embracing fear as growth. Capability involves adapting to challenges and projecting confidence even when uncertain. Capacity requires continuously expanding your abilities to handle new responsibilities. True commitment means whatever it takes, not giving it a try. Real estate demands courage to face constant rejection. If you're getting every listing, you're not pursuing enough opportunities. Courage isn't absence of fear, but action despite it. Telling someone directly, "I want to be your agent," is terrifying at first, but becomes essential. Your database is where you'll grow your business. Like a farmer, plant seeds by adding contacts, water them by building relationships, weed by preventing other agents from stealing leads, and harvest by converting leads to clients. Top-producing agents can make more than doctors without massive debt or long-time commitment. That license is just the beginning. The real work happens in the uncomfortable space between wanting success and doing what success demands.